Okay. We're holding here in Siva Osher in the paragraph. I think last time we went through the entire paragraph of Mikne Rahel by Ruvain. We went into that a bit.
I think we're up to Shnei
Chachamim. Vama Shnei Chachamim, yeah. Okay. So over there it says that there were two Chachamim who got more than their share and they messed up because of it. So Ratzolema. Kidei laharos lebriyos kasha odam yesh le malas eilus ve'enem en Hashem Yisbarach oz nefach lo osa malach yisar. So basically it's telling me how these milas become counter, they stop being milas when they are not from Hashem Yisbarach. Kikasha enem en Hashem Yisbarach hem tosfos v'kamoy shachisorin ma'abed mishay shachisorin kacha tosefes ma'abed oisei she'omu chazal kol yose notel domi. So he says like this, the musig of extra being always positive, the Gemara says in Tilchus Treifus that kol yesek and notel domi. If an animal has an extra foot, let's say, it is as treif as if it's missing a foot. Because and the logic is that the perfection in a person lies in having all the pieces aligned properly. Anything that you put in more or extra upsets the balance. So when you're talking about a thing that is only quantity, in other words, how many potatoes do I have? So 100 potatoes is always better than 50 potatoes because I have the migu, I could take 50 potatoes and throw them out. And the Gemara says, b'chal masayim mana, every 200 includes the 100. So when you have items that are discrete, different pieces, then there's no such thing as yesa kenotel domi. It means that what difference does it make? I disregard the extra. It doesn't make a difference. Mashainke, if I have things that are an organism, such as a person, a body, an animal, if it has too many pieces, it's not. It doesn't work better. It works worse. The machinery, a corporation that has too many employees, besides what the employees cost, they get in each other's way, and the corporation is much less efficient. So a corporation that works extremely well with 100 employees will work not good with 125 and terribly with 150 employees. This is all speaks about when there is an inherent seder or structure that predates the elements. In other words, this is the tzura of a certain entity, and therefore it has these pieces that are each one is a part and parcel of the entirety of it. There we have nafkaminas as to each one and what it stands for and how much it's needed with the rest of it. Masha Inke, when you have something which is so anything that doesn't come from Hashem, so it means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each person a certain tzura that is, this is his tzura. This is what this person is meant to be. So anything that a person does to reach that tzura is very positive. A person accomplishes the chachmi he's supposed to have, the oishah he's supposed to have, the gvur he's supposed to have. When a person gets that, then he's better off because he's much closer to the image that he has. Masha'in came. If a person pushes for something that's not rightfully his, it could even be betfila. that there's a concept written different places. A person is not supposed to push for things when the sense is it's not meant for him. You could ask from Moshe with Rav Chanan, and maybe over there his tefillah was needed. But when a person, there's a musig, a sidur sefar, you get a lot, you know, mit gewalt. If a person tries to get something bal korchach, so to speak, of the hashgacha, it's never good because it wasn't meant to be for the person. So any type of ashiras that comes from Hashem means that, or any gift, this is what it's meant to be, and this is what I'm meant to do. Masha'ein kein, anything other than that is shters. It's going to interfere with the person, and it's not going. It's going to be counterproductive, detrimental rather than positive. The best example I could think of this is lotteries.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So a naive question. How can someone get something that he's not meant to have? Isn't that imuna that you can't get it, you know? What does that mean?
It means
it's not in a Shemayim. Where's it from?
No, it's ke'ilu. The person is saying, it's ke'ilu the person's attitude. The Gemara says sometimes, you know, that it's shloisha shalu shaloike hoigin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, part of your bechira allows you to reach for things that you shouldn't have had, and you get them. And then you suffer because of it, and you realize it's kilu. The person was pushing, not the person was being vatlas ratzon ratzon kadosh baruch hu, but he's saying this is what I want no matter what. I don't think I've told you the story about the guy who wanted to get into brisk, and you know, he gave money for kupas ayir. Did I tell you the story? It's an amazing story. It teaches me it's an extraordinary story. My son was learning in Philly, and he had a friend of his who was a very bright guy, very capable, really gishmaka guy, a chevroman, and he had no chance of getting into brisk because he didn't have any yichus. His father was not particularly wealthy. He did not have any of the necessary ingredients to get into brisk. So he you know, have it sort of chevroman shaft. He's not that. He decided to give money to Kupa Seir. So he calls up Kupas Ha'ir, they have an American office, and he says he wants to give $36, the schus that he should get into the yeshiva that he wants to get into. So the guy says, okay. And he hears the telephone operator telling the guy who writes his stuff down that $36 from, you know, Shlomo Ben, whatever, to get into the best yeshiva, or to get into the yeshiva that's best for him. So he yells out, and he says, no, that's not what I said. I said to get into the yeshiva that I want to get into. The guy is not as silly. The guy is, you know, he's got his wits about him. But, you know, he said that. So one piece of it is, the end is, he actually got into brisk through a real fluke. What happened was, I don't know, Avraham Yisroel got angry at one of the yeshivas, canceled all the brachim from there, and immediately filled up with 5 other brachim. He was one of them, just took at random to fill in. So that's a Kupas earplug. But what I was astounded was, you know, basically the person Lishitoso is saying, I know that there might be yeshiva better for me, but I want to go where I want to go to. That's an astounding, and it's, you know, we all think like that. So a person. It's part of a person's bechira that he can try for things that he ought not to have, and the lesson he learns is when it boomerangs and it goes against him. So he says, especially Osho, he says Shamal Balver Asay. The somebody once said, I once heard from Reuven Feinstein. Someone asked him about being mispalo for shidduch, and so Reuven said, you certainly need to be mispalo for it, but you can't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu advice. In other words, you can't decide, I want to marry this girl and be mispalo that it should happen no matter what. you're entitled and obligated to be mispalel that you have, you find your right shidduch, your appropriate shidduch, you know, as soon as possible. So those are things that are appropriate. But to fixate yourself on something and then push HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that, that's not right. But as far as Oisha goes, you have a perfect example of what's, you ask what's called fit for you or not fit for you. In America, they have now these great, these extraordinary lottery tickets. You know, they just had now over $500 million a lottery ticket. Many times I've read through, they have these studies of what happens to people that win these incredible lottery tickets. And the vast majority of them end up broken and destroyed, poor. There's a fellow who won over $300 million. He got divorced from his wife, spent it on women, mishigasin, and everything else, and ended up in jail. I mean, they have the names at write-ups. The reason is because it's an amount of money that's fit the person. There are billionaires in the world that carry their money gracefully. You know, in other words, it's a person that amount, somehow the money fit the person. Yes, this is his role, and this is what he does, and he can handle it because it's meant for him. The other person, just the nature of a lottery is it's potluck. So of course it's all hashgacha, but the person who's reaching out for that lottery ticket is reaching out for something that's not shaykh to him. It's not the pshat, this is what I do and I want success in what I'm doing and it should develop successfully. The person just wants it out of the blue and the person can't handle it. And you see it in many milas. You have many times a person who's very bright and he doesn't have the capacity to handle it. In terms of emotionally, in terms of relationship with people, in terms of doing what's right. Hello? Are we good? Hello? Guess we're having a problem with the call here. Hello?
Here.
Okay, I'm here. Is everybody else on? Hello? I don't know where, let's see. Hello, Nitzar, are you on? No.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, are you?
Sorry, just crashed for some reason. I don't know what happened exactly.
I don't know, maybe okay. I shouldn't put video on. There was video on for some reason.
No, I think it's a problem with my computer. It crashes every now and then.
I guess maybe this is like Tosefes on the computer. Computer can't handle the volume and stuff, and it crashes.
It's not ready for it.
So the level of Osher, you know, so a person has something. This is right for him. This is what he can handle, and a person needs to understand that anything more than that will usually topple him. it's true in everything. It's true in turn also. A person who takes on a job that's too big for him. So the job itself becomes his undoing. He can't handle that darga. And it's so Oysher, more than everything else, because Oysher is external to the person, it's most likely to topple the person if he's not right for it. Well, the fikach ne godem ne ruven shalom ribu kinyanim v'chutz loretz ein ze kesedah shnas Hashem esbach Yisrael. Kilefi aseder roya shel Yisrael ha'aretz shneka Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael because that's the structure for Klal Yisrael. V'kashahem b'shvil avos hamom et bochur b'chutz loretz. In other words, they said, well, we're not content with what we have here. That's why they lost it before all of Klal Yisrael. They should have been close with Klal Yisrael. That's also part of what's ro'ui. And so a person that pursues Oysher in a way that you realize it's beyond his kaiches. It's not, you know, there's a person that he works as a person works, he's matzliach, and within the realm of what one feels is reasonable in terms of effort, the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevarech, is the chasim. That's meant for him. But a person who kills himself to for Zashiris, and Elo Menucha, in other words, it's something that's not natural to him. He's overstretching himself. Al Yashar Koisa Oisha Yeshla Kiyum, Ki Dovazeh Uchaloi Kiseida Roik Min Hagish HaOilam. Lekva Amarnuk Elo Kinyonim Tzichim Shri Kiseida Uk Min Hagish HaOilam. It needs to be Kiseida Uk Min Hagish HaOilam. It's very, very interesting because my chinuch in the mirror was a chinuch of, you know, Reb Chaim Shulevitz was a phenomenal masmid. Reb Chaim Shulevitz was really an off the books masmid. You know, and his own hanhaga was, you know, was kind of unnatural when he was, especially when he was young, the amount, the volume of time that he learned and everything. But his own family, his children, his grandchildren, they had a very strong right, ethos of being together, not being extraordinarily unusual. They didn't feel it bodes well. They didn't feel it, you know, pushing a kid beyond what would be normal. They felt no good comes out of it. There is the Reb Chaim phrase that he coined. I mean, it's in Tanakh. B'seich ami anoichi yesheves. When Elisha asked the Shishnamis if she would like some favors from him, she said, "B'toich ami anoichi yesheves. You know, I'm amongst everybody else, and I don't want to be different, markedly different than other people." So Lamaisa, the differentness of it means it's shaloi kaseder, and b'meila anything which is not kaseder in hakshalom does not have a kiyum. Kramarik el kinyan sichah shu kaseder in hakshalom. That's why when you see also in certain chinuch, when you see a bacher acting in a way that is unsustainable, or acting in a way that's not, that's unusual. So bachrim, teenagers do things like that, and that's natural for a teenager to do things that are not natural. But sometimes you see bachrim, you really feel you need to be very wary, because the more unnatural something is, and of course the parallel is always his age group or his peer group, you need to say to yourself, is this person really different? And is this natural for him? Or if it's not natural for him, then I need to get him to stop it, because it's not sustainable. The things that are not natural will not be sustained. So it's Oysher in physical Oysher, certainly, and in Ruchnistic Oysher. Oysher has another reason why an unnatural amount of Oysher does not have a key. Words, if I get an incredible amount of chachma, it doesn't come in else's expense. If I'm an incredible gibor, it doesn't come in else's expense. We may rate it differently because we rate things by rarity and so on. So if everybody can lift 100 pounds, and if I can lift 100 pounds, just average. If everybody can lift 500 pounds, then anybody can lift 500 pounds is average. But if norm is 100, then 500 is much stronger. So in some ways, it might affect what we would consider average, what we would consider unusual. But my gvura never comes at anyone else's expense. The avla oisha bole echod hu mimayet es ha'acher. Oisher requires, it's a division of resources between people. So it's always what they call a zero-sum total. If you can't have an infinite amount of ashirim, it's just taking the same pie and cutting it in different ways. In other words, mishpat means a weighing between two different sides. So just like a shofet cannot be mezakeh two people, mechayev two people, you need to, one is at the expense of the other. So there's always a trade-off. There's an old story about a Rav who was very open-minded, very fair-minded, and also extremely inconclusive person. So he's sitting at Din Torah, and one side presents their case, and the Rav says, "Wow, you see, I think you're right." So the second person chirps up, and he says his thing. And the Rav says, "I think you're also right." So the Rebbetzin runs in, and she says, "I don't understand. I don't understand you. How could they both be right?" And he scratches his head and says, "You two are right. The mishpat is always a balance. And as much as one is chayev, one is zeicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yorah mashpil is a shefet, a yashu zorah, because that's the way in which Aisha works. Well, kach amad gam ken kiloy mi moitz amayr v'loy mi midbo harim. Upirsha ba'abe kiloshon harim akosav kan gam uloshon reimimus. Bunem ala osher shu misreimim, ken dobo shu esreimus kumay osher, kumay shnikra dal oni, shu nichna kach osher shu esreimus b'yaysa. Ukedichsiv, ubatim toivim tiv nekazav yarv lecha v'rom lebofos v'shachat zon kefa. Ki hefrish godl ma sheyira odom leinayim gdulosay, kumay oisha, So he says, in the way, and the point is like this, in the way in which a person is an usher is because someone else is on the losing side. I don't want to losing side as much as the giving side. So he not only is he bending himself unnaturally, but he's forcing a certain unnaturalness in terms of the other people. The somebody once said that he's sure when he davens to win the lottery ticket, his tefillas are miskabel. He said the problem is that everybody else is also davening for their lottery ticket. Whenever you have, so the first point you made was, whenever what you're asking for is doesn't quite magia lecha, it's not natural to you, that is flimsy, it doesn't stick around well. Now he's saying, if it has to be taken from somebody else, then that certainly is only going to be temporary because there's a balance, and there's no reason why you're going to be on top all the time and the other person will be down all the time. They're covered from one and they become revealed to another. Ke'en oisher k'mar chochma gvur shem la'etzem ha'adam. The reason is because oisher is a very different quality of chochma gvur. Ke'achochmi la'adam atzom k'en ha'gvur. Le'kach elo shtey marlos in a krevim al'asilik v'asara. Avlo oisher k'arev al'asilik v'asara. Atchu nechshav k'moya adam shu soyge enoi v'nichse v'nevar oishroi. Mimenu v'nigal la'achem.
So that's why it's something which, I mean, and today we actually have it, it's much, much easier to comprehend this. Once upon a time, Osho Ashiris was, you planted a lot of potatoes and they grew and had a great crop. So you have a lot of potatoes. Things don't reverse overnight. Today, we're make a financial decision and things can move back and forth at lightning speed. We actually see this where it's nichsa from this person and it's nigla to this person and it's all it takes is skiras yinayim. Okay, siv al tigel lahash benoso chadal hat'eif inecho boi benenu ki yasuk nafayim kinesh erob shamayim. Opiris zeh kemoi shamarnu ke al yigal lahash she'enu min hashem zvach oish zeh rak mikocho. A person should not push to overdo, because that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, going back to your question before, there are two mahalchim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for us to have things. One mahalach is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the world different things. And therefore, this is what he apportioned for me. There's also a chelik where Hashem gives me bechira, and I can do things that I want, even if Hashem never meant it to come to me. It's that second category that the person is he can have it mitzad the bechira, but it's not it's something which is not going to take him anyplace. I want to add another nekuda here. What it means about the oishes dovish mischabel adam kach oivim na adam mikalus moed. Mr. Sharm says that every time a person is even in this world, the whole world is misala with him. But whenever we do things that are good and use things in this world for do good, those things are misala with us. Akadosh Baruch Hu, part of carving out our mitzvahs in this world was what tchunas hanefesh we would have, what kelim we would have, or, you know, what tools we would have to do things, who we would affect, and so on, who we would be mashpi'an and who we need to be mashpi'an. Those are all things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us, and the mail of those areas that a person works in that are shaykh to him, so those elements really belong to the person. They may not belong to him, he may not know it's his, and it may take a while, but when he gets it, he's putting on a suit that was tailor-made for him. Masha'in came when he's trying for things that are not made for him, then the person is going to fail because it doesn't fit on him. It's easy enough to wear a suit that was made for you and it stays on the person. If the suit is way too big for the person or way too small, it's not going to be on the person. It's not mitzarif to the person. So this type of inyan, the oisha, that is at least shy after the person, could be mischaber to the person. Another piece. V'yesh l'chodas ke'oyshe shubirchas Hashem yisparach rosh yasomim min ha'ayin. It also should be something hidden. V'lekach ha'oyshe mesugol she'ed nichse b'zman ha'yoyse katzah. V'zeh kasha oyve boi einav mitzadzeh l'tzadzeh. That's also hatef enecho. U'bitzad asher ove min einav yad ha'oyshe enenu, ki bevari ba'oyd einav boi l'shaych l'me v'enenu. Al kasha einav oyve mitzadzeh l'tzadzeh mimokj l'einav v'enenu. So he says, he's going on the pasuk hatef enecho boi v'enenu. So he says, in other words, when I'm looking at something, that's a nekuda, a frozen nekuda of time. I got this ashiras, fine. Now I move my eyes, means that's the smallest action a person did, smallest movement in time physically that we're conscious of is the blink of an eye. So in that blink of an eye, it gets lost. In other words, it's not going to be less than a blink of an eye, but it will be in a blink of an eye. V'chol ze kiroye shiyasomi min ha'ayin v'roleh ha'oitza v'kisu k'brocha l'oilam. V'adobah shubrochu ba'oitza shein brocha l'besom min ha'ayin. V'lefikach l'zeh nichsat shubo'oitza lachshu mucholay nidolay. So he adds over here something fascinating. It says a person should keep the yonim of wealth as a somi min ha'ayin. What he's saying over here is that fits in with this inyan of hatef enecho boi v'enenu, because it means if you allow your eye to be shaylit on it, it's not, it won't. Now he doesn't elaborate over here about this. He, in other places, he speaks about the inyan of something being somi ha'ayin, and we have all of these, you know. About, we talk about Ayin Horus and stuff like that. I guess we need to take it out a little bit of the, you know, the heebie-jeebie stuff, and understand it a little bit more straightforward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyonim of bracha in this world work only behesta. We're never going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu do things openly. So the process of anything, once it's open, when it's visible, it no longer changes. There can't be any bruch on it, because it's become visible, and therefore it's on the table. Bruch is something which is a process that takes part off the table. It's bruch is something which is the hidden process where something's going well, and therefore doing things that are somim and ayin are part of things that are shema, the ashiris, because the minute, as long as it's somim and ayin, means it's not part and parcel of this worldliness, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah world. So bracha could be chal. The minute something is frozen in this world by being nizgal in this world, bracha stops being chal. And therefore it doesn't work. So hata'if enecho boi v'enenu means in an eye blink, meaning if your eyes make contact with it, that's where you lose out. Well, the figure is a nichsatu ba'oitza lachshu mukhalay nigulay. V'chein omer ba'avi psochem gimel matmoinis hit me yoyse mitzrayim. Echad nigla l'korach, echad nigla l'antoninus, v'artzir slovay. Kloyma, yoyse v'shohoye ba'al brocha, v'asik v'chel chesiv zov sh'boilom, talk a little bit more about this point over here. He's explaining that nechasim are things that need to be somim in a ayin, and they, you know, there's no brach on something that's somim in a ayin, and therefore the Yosef was matmin the Oishir, and you left it over for different people in different times. The Ashir says that it should be, but it has to be Behetzna. It was Matzniyat, and left it over for different people. Yes, we have. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
Peter?
He seems off right now. I'm sure I'll try to come back.
So the green phone means that I can press it and get him back on. Let's see, I'm trying him now. Hello? Hello, Peter? Hello? Are you on, Peter? Mysterious things are happening in Tolstone. It must be the Chinese hackers or something.
I still work, I don't know why. They haven't found me here in Tolstone.
I guess we'll just sort of finish a little bit and that's it. I don't know.
Maybe I have to just ask a side question. What about Sniut? How much of this is the definition of Sniut, the definition of being normal? I was wondering.
It definitely falls under the category of Sniut. Hello? Okay, it definitely falls in the category of Tznius. That's correct. That's appropriate. But Tznius, in this sense, it relates specifically to the bracha and the money. In other words, anything that's visible in this world, it's coming from the angle that he's coming from, and speaking in terms that he's speaking. Anything that's visible in this world is not that's not mitzad what's visible in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to me. So Baal Korach, this is something which is not meant for me. When it's hidden, it's not a part of this realm, and the Mela it could be. This is from his. There are other ways to understand the difference of some in Ayin, and he speaks about it in other places. But in this angle over here, I think that we're talking about kohos that on the surface are not supposed to be starved to the person, but in terms of the koach, it could work. It could be. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. We're just kind of okay. So good Shabbos.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Take care.